Good afternoon. This is Dr. Lewis Blevins of Pituitary World News, and I'm musing this afternoon about my very busy morning of chart work. Yes, busy morning. It takes about a morning to accomplish several days of tasks that accumulate over the weekend that are related to the care of patients. This is all indirect care, things that happen incidental to the usual care that's associated with office visits. It's part of the job. It's enjoyable. It's interesting, enlightening, but it does take a lot of time. And I woke up this morning and I had 19 messages from patients. So that was a lot of work to do. Probably about 30 labs, another 12 orders to sign, a few prescription refills, and other sorts of chart-related things that are within the scope of the daily work. I was thinking about some of the questions that patients asked today through their portal, and I had about 5 separate inquiries related to whether or not patients should proceed with COVID-19 vaccinations. And for all those of you out there who have wondered the same, the answer is yes. Just because you have pituitary disease or adrenal insufficiency, hypothyroidism, growth hormone deficiency, acromegaly, or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean you should avoid this vaccination. We've had several podcasts about the risks of having adrenal insufficiency and getting COVID-19, but this is why you should get the vaccination, so that you don't get sick and have the greater risk of a undesirable outcome as a result of an infection. Keep in mind, however, that if you have adrenal insufficiency, you may be required to make stress dose adjustments in your glucocorticoid dosage to deal with the fever that can come along with the second dose of the vaccination. But my blanket statement, unless your primary physician recognizes something else that would prohibit you from being vaccinated, I think you should get vaccinated. The second question that I probably had 4 questions pertaining to this is people were talking about their MRIs that are due, and some other physician wanted another MRI. So, for example, a couple people also wanted to have MRIs to look for other causes of headache at the same time they're having the pituitary MRI. Another wanted to sort of combine one contrast injection and the ability to get the breast MRI and the pituitary MRI. Yet another, a shoulder study and a pituitary study as well. And while it seems like it should be possible to do an MRI on several parts of the body at the same time, it's practically impossible. Think of this as a photographic experience. A photographer can't be 2 places at the same time. Or if you're going to take a camera, you can't take a picture of a mountain and the beach at the same time, unless you happen to be in one of those areas where you have a mountain that comes down to the sea. Nice Irish tune by that name, by the way, so it can happen. But generally speaking, an MRI of the breast or the shoulder and the pituitary are 2 separate protocols. Even an MRI of the brain and the pituitary are separate protocols. And they have to program the machine to acquire the images and time it with the contrast to give us the best picture of whatever part of the body we're taking a look at. You know, last week I had a patient needed an MRI of the cerebellum for one reason, an MRI of the pituitary for another. It's impossible to do both places and get the best MRI to look at both places, and it simply is going to require 2 studies. So it's not as simple and straightforward as we think it might be. You have to have 2 separate MRI studies, 2 injections of contrast, if you require MRI studies of 2 separate parts of the body. So anyway, that was on my mind this afternoon. I thought I would relate that because I think there may be a lot of you having the same questions, and there are legitimate questions and reasonable things, and I wanted to answer it for those of you who've not yet asked the questions, and try to offer the explanations in advance for those who have asked those questions already. Well, that's it for now. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care. Bye.